Test 71, Section 2, Question 7. Here we're just looking for the conclusion of the argument. And it says, Robert Gillette has argued because thorough knowledge of genetics would enable us to cure over the 3,000 inherited disorders that develop deciphering the human genetic code will certainly benefit humanity despite its enormous cost. So basically Gillette's saying because it'll help us solve these or fix these things, it's worth it despite the cost. Gillette's argument is not persuasive, however. Okay, so that's our conclusion, it seems like, because he fails to consider that such knowledge might ultimately harm human beings more than it would benefit them. So the conclusion is it's not persuasive. So the argument that what it will fix makes it worth the cost isn't persuasive. So A, Gillette's argument wrongly assumes that deciphering the genetic code will lead to cures for all disorders. No, it's just that the argument in favor of it is not persuasive. Deciphering the genetic code might ultimately harm human beings more than benefit them. That's the evidence in favor of the argument not being persuasive. Because of its possible negative consequences, genetic research should not be conducted. That's too broad. It isn't saying that we shouldn't conduct genetic research. Gillette's claim that a thorough knowledge of genetics would enable us to cure over 3,000 disorders is overstated. It's not that it's overstated, it's just that it's not persuasive that it will be worth the cost. Gillette's argument is unconvincing because it ignores certain possible consequences of genetic research. That's going to be our best answer because it's saying that it's unpersuasive is the same, not persuasive is unconvincing. And so E would be our best answer.